Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Richard is with us. Dave, how are you?
Well, we are ready for the bye-nado coming in week 7. 6 teams on bye, and that's on top of all the running back injuries, of which your Cleveland Browns are putting two guys out of the player pool for this week. It is a
nightmare for the managers. D'Ernest Johnson is the biggest waiver pickup this week, isn't he?
We actually had some serious debate over that today on our live show and on our podcast. My colleague Jamie Eisberg, shout out to him, 45th birthday today, believes that Devontae Freeman is the best pickup off the waiver wire because he sees what I think a lot of people see, which is that D'Ernest Johnson is an okay player, but he's a backup for a reason. But when you think about all the other running backs that are missing, they're missing. They're either on bye or they're hurt. Johnson's looking at 15-plus touches, you've got to figure. And this Broncos defense, and the Broncos defense missing both starting inside linebackers. They're starting Micah Kizer and a guy whose last name, he's got one vowel in his name. Not that that qualifies him as a bad player, but he's poorly graded by Pro Football Focus. He's barely played over the course of his career. I genuinely believe that this is a winnable matchup that the Browns can take advantage of, especially on a short week. My research tells me that running backs on a short week do a much better job of getting their bodies ready than an entire defense does. And so running backs have a chance to put up good numbers on a short week. And Johnson, man, he's as fresh as you can get at this point. I think he can take advantage. The one area that I think he's really good at, it's just following his blockers. He's a gets-what's-blocked kind of running back. And that includes off of screen passes. Look for the Browns to use him on short screens, get some blockers in front of him. That means he'll be decent in PPR leagues. It means that he should be just barely good enough to be a number two fantasy running back in this crazy week 7.
And with the Ravens' backfield, every week it's a different guy gets the most carries. They got Murray, they got Bell, they got Tyson Williams. I know he was active, but you never know from week to week where, the Browns, Kareem Hunt's going to be gone at least a month. So first of all, we don't know when Nick Chubb's coming back, but even when he comes back, they don't like to give him too many carries. I know D'Ernest won't be used as much as Kareem Hunt was, but he'll be used some, so he could possibly be viable with a lot of buys, potentially. It's a long shot, but and he's one injury away where no matter what happens with the Ravens, Devontae Freeman, he could have two carries next week. It wouldn't surprise me.
I agree, and we can talk about the Ravens running backs if you want to and why Freeman is actually a very good waiver wire ad, and if you like believing in talent and offensive scheme, he's probably better than D'Ernest Johnson, believe it or not. Yeah. But you make a really good point. What happened? I don't think the Browns think that Nick Chubb is going to miss three games. Otherwise, they would have put him on IR before last week.
Probably.
So we initially thought, all right, they're just being careful with Chubb, and they'll get him ready for that Thursday game against Denver. Now, obviously, that's not the case. Hopefully, after the rest that the team will get after the Broncos game, he'll be good to go for week 8. That's just what we're assuming based on them not putting him on IR in the first place.
Yeah. Now, really, if you're in a lame 10-team league, probably the best pickup is J.D. McKissic if he's not picked up already. But
I don't know if I'd agree with that.
Oh, no, really? You think Gibson's going to play?
No, I don't think Gibson's going to play. I think that McKissic's role is what it is, and I don't think he's going to necessarily pick up a lot more work. Sure, he'll be using all those passing downs, but he was already doing that. So you'll see a guy named Jarrett Patterson be that next guy up for Washington if Gibson's out. My guess is that Gibson is a candidate to be out for sure. I mean, he had a stress fracture in his shin that he was playing through. He left last week's game twice. So Jarrett Patterson's going to be another name off the waiver wire, but I would take D'Ernest Johnson. I would take D'Ernest ahead of everybody if you need a running back this week. And then I would look at Devontae Freeman and Le'Veon Bell in that next group of guys. Ramondre Stevenson, if you're looking more long-term, I think he's got a chance to be really helpful down the stretch. Then somebody like Jarrett Patterson would come into play. And that's assuming you don't need a wide receiver, in which case Sterling Shepard is still available in a little more than a third of CBS Sports leagues. Or if you need a tight end, because Ricky Seals-Jones is out there in 75% of CBS Sports leagues, and he's someone that might have some staying power as long as Logan Thomas is out, and I'm glad you got him.
All right, this comes from Timmy on Twitter. He says, start Matt Ryan / Sam Darnold or Justin Fields.
You're starting Matt Ryan, and believe it or not, again, think about the bye weeks, Dustin. Think about the fact that there's no Dak Prescott, no Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson's on the shelf. There's a bunch of Josh Allen. There's no Josh Allen this week. With those quarterbacks all missing, Matt Ryan qualifies as a top 10 fantasy quarterback.
Wow.
And it doesn't hurt that he's taking on the Dolphins, secondary. They were without their top two cornerbacks last week. I don't think Trevor Lawrence took enough advantage of that. I think Matt Ryan will. And Matt Ryan was really throwing it well even before they went to London 2 weeks ago. I think he's going to end up being someone that could be a viable starter rest of season. Certainly this week, I would take the chance on him in fantasy.
Kevin tweets, Dave, A.J. Brown, A.J. Green, or Tim Patrick?
It's A.J. Brown. There's no question about it after what we saw last week, and or not last week, last night, for crying out loud. Didn't look good in the first half, and then almost like when Julio got hurt, you saw A.J. Brown really snap into action. And those in-breaking routes, which he's just a master at, he did a great job on them. I think it's going to continue. We've seen him in three games with Julio Jones get eight or more targets per game. Now that there's no Julio Jones, I think that we could see that number boost up to 10, especially since it looks like A.J. Brown's healthy.
I want your analysis, Dave, of this blockbuster trade I made today. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I traded DeAndre Swift, A.J. Brown, Sterling Shepard. Now,
wow.
Shepard's like my seventh wide receiver, so keep that in mind.
Okay. Yeah, but still, he's got value.
And in return, I got Ezekiel Elliott, Josh Jacobs, and Hunter Renfrow.
Well, you got Hunter Renfrow. Clearly, it's a slam dunk win. Do I think you may have given up a tad too much, like the trade chart might say that you did?
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can really put a price on somebody like Ezekiel Elliott, who you can make the argument is the number two or number three running back in fantasy football right now, given how everybody else is beat up. So I like it for you. The one thing you did that I especially appreciate, and this is something that all winning fantasy managers do, is consolidate your lineup. Because there's never going to be a question about what you do with Ezekiel Elliott. So when you're taking three players who are really good for your team and you're turning them into one or two studs, certainly in this case, Zeke is the one stud. We'll see about Josh Jacobs if he can keep this up. Yeah, I think it does help your team quite a bit. So I don't.
I have Deontay Johnson, Chris Godwin, Chase Claypool, and I'm forgetting one of my receivers. I have Christian
Hopefully
Kirk.
Hopefully it's a receiver who plays this week because the Steelers are off.
Yeah. I have – who am I forgetting? I can't remember who I'm forgetting. One of my good wide receivers, Godwin and – Cortland Sutton. That's right.
There you go.
So I got plenty of receivers. But, yeah, you're right. The Steelers – I got a million guys on a bye. It is a tricky week. Dave, in terms of quarterbacks – if you're streaming quarterbacks in a one quarterback league with the byes, with Baker beat up, some situations like that, who are you streaming this week?
So you just double check to make sure Matt Ryan, Derek Carr, Carson Wentz aren't on the waiver wire already. Okay. There might have been some people that cut Matt Ryan because he was on a bye last week. But those three guys absolutely should be picked up if you're streaming. If they're taken, I'll start the quarterback going up against that Falcons defense that stinks, and that's Tua Tagovailoa, who, by the way, acquitted himself nicely last week against Jacksonville. So back-to-back favorable matchups for Tua, and the Dolphins can't run the ball with a lick. They've really made some terrible coaching decisions when it comes to their run game, and I don't know if they're going to be able to fix it in time for week number 7. Tua has a chance to put up numbers just as good as he had last week.
How about streaming defenses this week? Who are you going with?
The Saints I think the Saints are the one to look for, Bull. They were dropped in a bunch of leagues because they were on bye again, and so pretty easy to just go find them off the waiver wire and pick them up. We had some discussion about the Colts' DST being good. I think Philadelphia's DST is at least worth a look. We also had some discussion about the Raiders' DST, given their matchup this week. I think if you can find the Saints, you're probably doing the best. Arizona is another one that's – I mean, they play Houston. A lot of fantasy managers already picked up that DST.
Timmy's asking, what about Demetric Felton? Is he a viable play in a really deep league this week?
I have a hard time believing – I don't think he's got a carry this year. So I have a hard time believing that Demetric Felton is going to suddenly get 10 carries on top of 2 or 3 catches and – somebody that you'll feel confident starting this week. He's more of a Hail Mary. If he had 4 catches, maybe he gets 40 yards with it. Does that give you 8 PPR points? Yeah. But I think that's maybe the close to the ceiling, assuming that he doesn't score.
Dave, what's going on CBSSports.com tonight?
We've got our YouTube stream where we go over all the waiver wire guys. That kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. And not only are we going to talk about trade talk on the podcast tomorrow, that'll be live on YouTube tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, but our live show, Fantasy Football Today, noon every day on CBS Sports HQ. I believe tomorrow we've got a special kickoff time at 11, just so everybody gets a head start on all those big trades that you make and other players that you need to know about to get ready for week 7. It's the Binado Bowl. It's going to be wild.
Hey, real quick, Dave, last thing. How concerned should Dak Prescott owners be about him missing the next week after the bye?
If you want to prepare, listen, he's on a bye this week, like you said.
Yeah.
Maybe when you look at quarterbacks to replace him off the waiver wire, look at who they've got the next 2 weeks just in case he's not ready. But all indications are that he'll be good to go for week number 8.
Dave, great stuff as always. Thanks, buddy.
You got it. Take care, Dave. And good luck off the waiver wire.
There you go. Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.